Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop, and I'm here with talking with someone who has been holding down the Northwest death metal scene since like 1992, I think, when you first started Plague Bearer, the Drawn and Quartered, and you've been going strong since. This is Kelly Kusiemba. Is that how I spell your last name? Or pronounce your last name?
We pronounce it Kusiemba.
Kusiemba. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Close.
Kelly Kusiemba from Drawn and Quartered and also Plague Bearer. So first off, I got to ask, these are weird, unprecedented times. How are you doing personally? Are you at home? Are you an essential worker? What's going on with you?
Personally, doing great.
Good.
And I'm an essential worker in a grocery store. So,
okay.
I mean, I'm no hero, but I work in a deli and in a grocery store, so I still have a job, and everything's going great. There's no traffic, plenty of parking.
Yep.
Get a little bit of hazard pay, might even get some Trump bucks.
Well, there you go, man.
Very fortunate person. I have kind of been preparing my life for something like this for years. I mean, I started Plague Bearer, like you said, in 1992.
Yeah.
I've been kind of expecting some plagues, some pandemics, and, you know, with our current American government, I'm not surprised that we're in the situation that we're in. Me personally, I'm doing great.
Good.
Very fortunate so far. There's a long road ahead until the situation reverts to normal, but I think we all realize that we're not going to be going back to normal.
It'll be a new normal, right?
It's going to be a new normal, and, you know, right now I'm enjoying it. I mean, not people dying.
Yeah.
Obviously, but the slow down pace and catching our breath, and, you know, if I was in my early 20s, I'd be going nuts.
Yeah.
But I've done a lot of things. I've had a lot of experiences, many concerts, many wonderful things, and I'm okay with staying home. I got plenty to do here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never running out of things to do around here.
Good. Right on, man.
You know, working on music to yard work to non-music hobbies to just being the head of the household, take care of my wife and my cat. Keeps them pretty busy. So,
I think the cats are ready for people to go back to work. The cats want their own time, right?
Well, we have a senior cat.
Oh,
so
okay.
He's a little more demanding.
Okay,
so
fair enough.
He wants extra snugs and extra outside time, and he really likes having me around. I mean, honestly, my life isn't much different right now. I don't really really go out that much anyway, and most of the shows I go to are the ones that I play.
Yeah.
So I try to play a lot of shows, and that's where I usually buy my music, and that's pretty much my social life, and, you know, I can't wait to get back out there and play some shows.
Yep.
But my normal regular routine is not changed much.
Okay, right on, man. Well, let's talk about the music then, because you said you're working a little bit on some music, and so you do Plague Bearer and then also Drawn and Quartered. So tell me a little bit about because I'm more familiar with Drawn and Quartered, but tell me about Plague Bearer. So from what I understand here, Drawn and Quartered actually kind of started as Plague Bearer, and then you broke off the two as two separate entities.
Yeah, I mean. There's kind of a triumvirate of bands that I do, and Plague Bearer was the first, and then we changed the name to Drawn and Quartered because the drummer, well, we found a drummer around 1994, and he didn't really like that name, so we came up with Drawn and Quartered, and a couple years later, I found myself with a little free time, and I thought, I just decided to kind of revive Plague Bearer.
Yeah.
So the last time I played shows with Plague Bearer, it was like 1994, and then we changed to Drawn and Quartered. But it was probably about 5 years later I kind of revived Plague Bearer.
Nice.
And I had done some recordings, about four demos off and on. The third band of the triumvirate is called Winds of Pestilence.
Okay.
And that is a band that we performed as from 2004 to 2008. We made one demo. So I've kind of rolled that into the Plague Bearer set. And we released a demo of Plague Bearer and Winds of Pestilence last year on the Plague Bearer Winds of Pestilence CD out on Acoustic Productions. So Plague Bearer, started off something I kicked off, did some research. I thought I was looking for a subject, a new topic other than gore and Satan. And to me, plagues and the bubonic death in particular, that was horrifying. And, you know, and we're experiencing something like that today. And,
yeah, very fitting, right?
Coincidentally. And so Plague Bearer, I did a few demos over the years, and there was always Drawn and Quartered members helping me out, maybe with a drummer friend on the side. Finally, 2017, I ran into one of the drummers that I used to play with, and we decided we'd start jamming again, and we revived Plague Bearer. We started doing some shows, and I've been working on, we ended up releasing all the Plague Bearer recordings, including the Winds of Pestilence demo, and, you know, we have two full-length compilation CDs, but we have taken our favorite tracks from the history of Plague Bearer and a couple from the Winds of Pestilence era, and we've been playing those live, and we've been working on a recording. Started doing a recording, I don't know, a year or so ago, but we decided we didn't know how the drums were coming along, so we are going to record a full-length Plague Bearer CD with our current lineup. And got a couple of new songs, too. So I've been working on that. It's been kind of slow going, but we've been playing live a lot. So that's been kind of fun. I am working on a brand new Drawn and Quartered record. I'm not making a big fuss about it. But, the drums have been recorded.
Awesome.
I'm working on rhythm guitars, waiting for a new tube screamer to come in the mail, and another microphone. So I'll be tracking some rhythm guitars here, and there's obviously no rush, so kind of buckle down and try to come up with some interesting leads, maybe compose some things, which I haven't done in a long time. It's all been whammy bar, tap, death metal stuff.
Yeah.
But, everyone's guitar solos have really, like, stepped up a notch in the last 5 years or so from a period of time where nobody even wanted guitar solos. There was a period where nobody was doing guitar solos. Now everyone's shredding all over the place.
Right.
Gosh, I'm gonna start practicing again.
Yeah, the last record, The One Who Lurks, you guys put out in 2018 was a fucking killer record. I'm stoked to hear the new stuff from you guys whenever that comes out. And like you said, no rush on it. But I'm curious. So you guys are pretty iconic as far as the Northwest death metal scene and just holding it down for you know, since the early mid-90s. What was your first, like, foray into death metal? Like, what was the first thing that kind of tipped you off into the underground death metal scene, whether it be, like, a show or an album?
Well, I mean, it's hard to say because I've kind of watched the transition of metal from Black Sabbath to our modern day. So, yeah. I mean, it went from heavy metal and new wave of British heavy metal to thrash.
Yep.
Like, really fast. I mean, there was a little period of there where there was, like, what we called speed metal. And mm-hmm. then this phrase death metal came along, and there was yep. thrash metal, and we just weren't sure, and the next thing you know, I mean, it wasn't too long until we had Bathory.
Mm-hmm.
So it went from Quiet Riot to Bathory in a matter of about a few years. So metal evolved so quick. I mean, I stumbled upon Venom, and I loved Destruction, and of course Possessed. I had seen Possessed and Slayer perform in 1985, and I mean, that was mind-blowing. I think that, I mean, I had been listening to Metallica and Slayer and heavy music for years, but that concert in particular, Slayer and Possessed, it was like, bam, that blew my mind. And from then on, I kind of had a feeling of the kind of music I might want to play. I mean,
yeah.
But I also loved King Diamond. I loved Boston. I loved all kinds of music. So it was really hard for me to nail down exactly what I wanted to do with music. I loved classical music. I loved classic rock. I loved Jimi Hendrix. So finally, I had joined a little band. We called ourselves Septicemia.
Yeah.
And that was around here. We did a little demo, which no one's probably ever going to hear because it's pretty horrible, but that was the members of that band kind of turned me on some grindcore that I had heard, like Napalm Death, turned me on to like Carcass, and one day somebody played the Altars of Madness. And this was around 1992, 93, and that just blew my mind. And I knew right then and there, I was like, okay, here we are, a little classical, a little thrash, just totally over the top drumming. And I had heard Carcass, I'd heard Bolt Thrower, and I'd been to like a bunch of bands from Earache and stuff from the late 80s, early 90s. But yeah, Morbid Angel, and then, you know, it took a little longer to grow on me, but the first Immolation was wow, had a lot of cool nuances and subtleties that I thought were really cool. And then Incantation's first record just floored me. It was just so heavy, so thunderous. I mean, the first listen or two, it might not have really hit me. And then one day, it was just slam. I was like, whoa, there's that Black Sabbath vibe I love.
Yep.
So those three bands really have really kind of shaped, drawn and quartered. But, I mean, I love Carcass and Deicide mm-hmm. and Black Metal, Immortal, Dark Throne, everything. So Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all in there. I don't know. People mainly just name a few of our influences that are obvious because of the tunings.
Yeah.
Some of that. But, yeah, I mean, when I heard that Morbid Angel, that was it. I mean,
that was it, man. Take off from there, dude. That's a still a killer record.
Right there. Yeah, that was great.
So we're actually going to go into a song here. This is Deliverance to the Worms, and you can actually pick this up from The One Who Lurks, the record that was put out in 2018. So we're going to go into some Drone and Quarter, and we'll be right back. It's Metal Shop. Yeah, so I wanted to ask you about the label, Cruciator. Is that how you say it?
Cruciator.
Okay, yeah. My bad. Right on, Cruciator. Is that your label, or is it?
Well, this label had released a tape by a band called, I can't even remember the name right now, but I ordered a tape. You know, one of my buddies had released a demo, and who I'd met like at a show or something one time, and Paroxysm.
Oh, yes.
Paroxysm. And I had met one of the guys at a show years ago. It was like in Texas or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I noticed, like, oh my gosh, he finally got around to putting out his demo years later. So I ordered that from Cruciator, and we started chatting, and he noticed it was me, Kelly, from Drawn & Quartered.
Yeah.
And I had been working on a little recording, and he was going to master it for me. And then we just started working together. So Cruciator is out of France.
Yeah.
And the label manager, owner, CEO. This is a pretty amazing music producer. So he has been helping us and doing some other things too. But yeah, Cruciator helped, really had a lot to do with the One Who Lurks, because that was going to be an experiment. Mm-hmm. I mean, we hadn't had a label for a while, mm-hmm. and our drummer left in 2012 that we'd had for 10 years.
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure what we were going to do. I didn't really have a label at the time, and mm-hmm. I didn't know what a studio I was working at, and I recorded some songs. I was sick of them. I thought, you know what, I don't feel like re-recording them. I'm just going to put them on a cassette tape, and I ended up doing that. The Proliferation of Disease tape, I mean, it's made on a 4-track. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to try this one more time, one last recording with the 4-track. And I was going to try to do it where each, no bouncing, just each track would be as is and get the best quality I could from a 4-track. I mean, it was mm-hmm. a cassette Tascam 424. I mean, pretty limited. But I just wanted to challenge myself and see what I could do. And,
yeah.
You know, the real results, I don't know how they would have been, but my 424 broke down and I wasn't able to do that, so we kind of transferred everything onto a new Tascam, uh-huh. 2-track, digital. And as we were working through it, using that original demo as a template, Cruciator was going to help master that for me, and he convinced me that we should redo the drums. So we redid the drums, and he mixed and mastered it, and it came out as The One Who Lurks, and he did an amazing job.
Oh, yeah.
I am not a professional recording engineer, but I've been working on tracking, you know, guitars, bass, and drums, guitars, bass, and vocals, and outsourcing the drums, and outsourcing the mixing and mastering. So, yeah, The One Who Lurks came out amazing, and now we're working on a new record, and I mean, you know, learned how to mic the guitars better, and, you know, take my time, and you know, I was kind of rushing The One Who Lurks a little bit. I was like, God, I got this other record written. I want to get this one done. I'm always kind of pushing. And it's like, oh, I've been sitting on a record for about 2 or 3 years and it's already written. We love it. So
nice.
So we're working on, and that's not even the one we're working on. I wrote more songs. And anyway, we're working on a new record, and
awesome.
It won't be too much longer, a couple months. I mean, I guess we could probably put it out this year. So Cruciator has done a lot for me. They did a vinyl version of one of our best records called Hail Infernal Darkness.
Yeah.
They released a cassette version with bonus tracks of the Beating Hell's Furnace recording.
Yeah.
Reissued the our very first record called To Kill Is Human.
Mm-hmm.
And they also did another version. I can't believe it. But, yeah, another 10-song CD version of the Proliferation of Disease recording that I did on that 4-track.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty necro, so, I mean, you know, I kind of question, like, oh, is this a good idea to put out this not great sounding recording? But, I mean, I can't take it back, so.
Sure.
It is what it is, and so we've decided, I took my 5 favorite songs off that recording, and we're recording new studio versions of that, plus 4 new tracks that I wrote kind of with a drop A tuning. Mm-hmm. I play in B standard, but sometimes I fool around with a drop A tuning. And mm-hmm. So got four brand new tracks in drop A and plus five tracks from the Proliferation of Disease demo that we're recording right now. And I think it's going to be fantastic.
That's awesome, man. Dude, stoked to hear new music from you. It sounds like you're staying busy. It's awesome to hear. We're talking with Kelly from Drawn and Quartered here. It's a metal shop. And before we get into another song from you, I got to ask you, man, I'm going to put you on the spot. So we all know the big four of thrash, or at least that's what they say, the Slayer and the Anthrax and Metallica and Megadeth. Being, you know, a death metal band, I got to ask you, what is your big four of death metal?
My big four, it's pretty easy. I mean, it's hard because Drawn Quartered actually has a lot of influences from Deicide, Dismember, Napalm Death, a million bands, Obituary. Sure. But I think the real foundation, and this is going to be tough. I mean, obviously, Morbid Angel played a huge part. Mm-hmm. Incantation, Immolation are very, very obvious influences. The last one, I mean, that's tricky. I would probably have to say, what's it going to be? I mean, it's got to be black metal of some sort, whether it's Bathory or Dark Throne. I mean, it's not the top four death metal, so maybe that doesn't count, but it would have to be black metal for me, some kind of black metal band, Emperor or Immortal.
Okay.
Marduk. I mean, if it was just a death metal band, it'd be hard to say. Mortician, Dismember, Entombed, but definitely those three, Morbid Angel, Incantation, Immolation, and another one, I just don't know. It's hard to say. Cannibal Corpse, I mean.
So many.
Yeah, there's so many that influenced us. I don't know.
How about just
first three?
Just three, and then you can just add in the other one, no matter, depending on how you feel that day.
Right.
Whatever you want to, whatever tape or record you want to listen to that day. So,
but I mean, black metal plays a huge part in Drawn and Quartered.
Yeah.
As from the first record, and I mean, it all comes out as like death metal. But if you check out our catalog, there's black metal influences all over the place. Especially on the last record, there's a whole song. It's just Mozart. If Mozart played black metal, bam.
Nice.
I was watching Amadeus.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm going to write this riff, but it's going to be like black metal.
That's great.
And plus our drummer, Simon Dorfman.
He's badass.
Been in American bands, and he had been playing in like Inquinoc and Shaded Energy. Mm-hmm. And he was just like a masterful drummer. I mean, I first played a show with them, Inquinoc, in like 2003.
Yep.
And I just thought they were I thought they were fantastic.
Yeah.
And he definitely played a huge part in that. Every time I saw him play with a band, I was like, wow, this band's great too. It's like, oh, well, Simon, he's
yep.
got a lot to do with it. He's a really great drummer. So
there's a common thing there.
Yeah, there's something going on here. So I was real happy when he joined up and helped us out back in 2013. I also have to give a shout out to a local death metal legend named Bo Galloway.
Awesome dude.
Who
yep.
was very influential on me this entire time. I mean, from when I met him in like 92, he helped us out in 2012 for a few years
yep.
as a drummer at first, as a guitar player for a while. So shout out to him and Blood Ritual and Graven Lock and
yep.
everything that he's working on. But when I had Simon helping us out, it's like, man, we got to write some music that's kind of geared towards his style, you
yep.
know? So some of the songs sometimes that I've written recently have him in mind when
cool.
I'm doing them. So
yeah, shout out to Simon. He's an awesome dude too, and what a beast. It's fun to watch him play drums too, cuz he just puts so much energy. It's like he's literally beating the f*** out of his drums, man.
He's very entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
And with between him on drums and Herb on vocals and bass.
Yep.
I just stand there and try not to look too goofy. Those guys guys are awesome. They're really fun to work with. And, you know, I mean, given that we aren't able to rehearse much, we don't really rehearse John and Quarter that much, unfortunately. That's why I've got a lot of other bands, so I can try to keep up on my instrument.
Yeah.
Get too rusty, so that's why I do all the various bands. But when I get with those guys, I mean, it just clicks. And I'm real happy with our band. I would like to have a second guitar player, but it's really hard to do because we just don't have that much going on, and we're not rehearsing that much. And then, you know, it's some rehearsing for shows and some writing, so it's kind of hard to squeeze that person in. I have worked with some people, and it's just tough, but it would be great I would love to someday figure out a way to add a second guitar player. I don't know if it would really be worth someone's while, but
maybe
one of these days, maybe.
Yeah. Well, right.
It's tough to be a one guitar player guy, one guitar player band.
I imagine. Yeah. It's you got to pull off a lot,
I am not that good, and and I don't have that much time to practice. I mean, I try, and you know, I have good shows, and sometimes not as good. So it's hit and miss. I will continue working and striving to be the best I can, but it would be nice to have a second guitar player sometimes.
Fair enough, man. Well, is there any final words you want to say before we jump into the second song here from Drown and Quarter?
Hey, I really appreciate everyone who's supported us all these years, and everyone who's participated in the band, been a band member, come to a show, bought a T-shirt. I have so many friends in Seattle, Tacoma, around the world. Portland's like a second home to us.
Yeah.
So many people, I mean, Drown and Quarter, I do a lot for John and Cordered, but let me tell you, this band exists because of hundreds of people throughout the years, thousands. People are around the world, and I'm very honored to do it, and I'll probably do it to the day I die. So, and I will be kicking off, we are going to be working on a Plague Bearer record soon, and I'm probably going to do a Winds of Pestilence project down the line, too, just to keep busy, keep playing my instrument, and ultimately, though, you know, I just want to make great John and Quartered records, so that's why I'm trying to play the guitar as much as I can. I'm not great, and practicing is really a challenge. It's kind of boring, so I'd rather rehearse. I'd rather rehearse and write and record.
Yeah.
And, you know, really have, it's hard to just sit and play scales.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have some solos composed and you're working on those and you're working on your songs, and then it's interesting and you know, you have a purpose to it. But, you know, I've been playing guitar for a long time. I've probably forgotten a lot more than I know, but, yeah, that's it. Shout out. Thank you. Hails up the irons, and we'll see you all soon.
Absolutely.
I hope.
Yeah, and we're looking for. Yeah, I know. We'll see, man, and we'll keep updated with you, and let me know when you got new stuff to play. We're gonna play another one here. It's Procession of Pain. I keep pronouncing everything wrong, man. It's Procession of Pain here by Drawn and Quarter. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you, Kevin and Metal Shop.
Yeah.
has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.